ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Four hostages held by Hamas rescued by Israel Saturday, but Hamas military wing now says three other hostages were killed in the attempt and that more than 270 people died. Israel says around 100 were killed. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling ABC's This Week Hamas is ultimately to blame.
All the hostages could be home. There could be a ceasefire if Hamas would just step up and say yes to the deal that the Israelis have accepted and that President Biden elaborated a week ago. So the world should call on Hamas to take this deal.
After capping off his visit to France with a state dinner, President Biden returning to Washington today. His son Hunter Biden back in court tomorrow for closing arguments in his federal gun trial. For the first time since he was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records, Donald Trump will return back to the campaign trail today, holding his first rally as a convicted felon in Nevada, a state the former president's hoping to flip red. This is ABC News. Outrage in Burbank, California, as a video appears to show officers leaving an injured homeless man on the street.
The video obtained by the L.A. District Office of Council President Paul Krikorian drawing outrage, saying this highlights the city and country's dire unhoused crisis.
It's heart-wrenching to see someone who was utterly helpless to be abandoned on the sidewalks of North Hollywood.
ABC's Melissa Adan reporting. Four people remain hospitalized in serious condition to critical condition after Friday's small plane crash in Arvada, Colorado. The plane crashed right into Randy Hamrick's front yard. Despite the burning wreckage, Randy says,
"The pilot, I thought he did a tremendous job."
Impressed with the pilot's work to land the plane without directly hitting a home or car. Former President Trump campaigning on the West Coast this weekend. Big rally in Las Vegas. First big event since he was convicted. This is ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 74 degrees at 12:03. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and windy with more clouds late. Temps slipping a bit in the afternoon, high 74 near noon, and then it'll drop down to about 67 around 6 p.m. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Partly cloudy tonight, then becoming clear overnight. Areas of fog developing after midnight, low 45, and sunny and nice for tomorrow, not as windy with a high of 72. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 13 to 15 miles per hour, and it's sunny, and our current temperature is 74 degrees.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Today is Sunday, June 9th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Last night at approximately 7:17, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call reporting a motorcycle crash on U.S. Highway 151 near County Road YD in the Mineral Point Township. Emergency units were dispatched to the scene. Preliminary investigation shows Daryl Meade, senior, age 50, of Lone Rock, was traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 151 when he lost control of his motorcycle. Meade was ejected from his machine and suffered serious injuries. Meade was located unconscious in the median. Emergency services performed life-saving measures. Meade was transported to a local hospital and later taken by UW MedFlight. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. On Sunday, June 2nd at 10:50 a.m., the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a motorcycle crash on State Highway 27 near Zittner Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin. John Michael McKinney, age 42, of Elma, Iowa, was operating a 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle traveling north and lost control on a curb. The motorcycle traveled off the roadway into a ditch. A passenger, Alicia Kaylee McKimmy, age 35, of Elma, Iowa, was ejected from the motorcycle and it came to rest in a field. Alicia McKimmy was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Both operator and passenger were wearing eye protections, gloves, boots, long pants, and jacket. However, neither were wearing a helmet. Also, Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Randy Lee Harmel, 43, of rural Ontario, as a result of the ongoing burglary investigation that began on Thursday morning. Harmel was taken into custody just before 5 yesterday evening in rural Ontario in Monroe County. Property missing from the building on Kramer Road in rural Hillsboro was also recovered yesterday in rural Ontario. Harmel was booked into the Vernon County Detention Center for burglary, criminal damage to property, theft, and probation violation. Formal charges to include being charged as a repeater for habitual criminality are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The investigation continues by the Vernon County's Sheriff's Office. The City of Richland Center Water Utility will be flushing water mains tomorrow through Friday from 12:01 a.m., continuing into the daytime hours. Flushing will be done tomorrow on Gage Street South to Walmart, the south end of town, Highway 14 East Corridor, and Pleasant Valley Drive. Tuesday flushing will be held on Union Street South to South Street. Wednesday's flushing will include 1st Street to 12th Street, County AA North 2, and including the North Industrial Park, but does not include the booster station. The water mains on the entire west side of the Pine River will be flushed on Thursday. Friday's water main flushing will be in the area of Allison Park. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the time. The entire water system may experience rusty water and/or reduced water pressure during the flushing week. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. And beginning tomorrow, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some concrete repair work on U.S. Highway 14 West. Work will take place just west of the West Side Drive for 700 feet. This area of the road will be shut down to one lane of traffic. Traffic lights will be used to control traffic through the area. Motorists should expect delays. The work is expected to take 4 working days through Thursday, June 13th. WRCO News time is 12:10. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Are you currently in therapy or considering a procedure that will require in-house therapy services? Are you concerned about the high cost of transitional care housing during your therapy? Consider Schmidt Woodland Hills when you are ready for that needed procedure. Don't rush from your in-house therapy plan to your home before you are ready. Let us help you make the transition from therapy back to your own home when you are ready by staying in one of our efficiency apartments. Talk to us about a customized program tailored to your needs. Continue your therapy, get the assistance you need, and transition home on your terms. Daily rates include a comfortable furnished efficiency apartment, one meal per day, weekly housekeeping service, linens and cable TV. Additional services can be purchased a la carte. Come and see what options might be just right for you. To schedule a tour or for more information, call Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 74 degrees, and the winds are out of the southwest at around 17 miles per hour at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Headline reads, Central cops state tourney opener beating Richland Center 2-0. This sports article is about the game for Richland Center's only state baseball appearance now over 60 years ago. And for a Richland County Historical Society history moment, here's the rest of the story. According to the Capital Times, dated Friday, June 7th, 1963, Oshkosh. The Tide and the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association baseball team representation in the semifinals has changed. There isn't a small school representative left. The first time in years, no Cinderella outfit has not been able to get at least as far as the semis. The four remaining schools are Eau Claire Memorial, Oshkosh, Kenosha, and Madison Central, all of them above 800 in student population for their senior high enrollment. Central won its 18th game in 20 starts by nipping Richland Center 2-0 in the opening round Thursday. Eau Claire blanked Dodgeville 5-0, Oshkosh took care of Little Mellon 6-2, and Kenosha tallied a 7-5 victory over Auburndale. Dave Lally, as usual, pitched the Central victory. It was his 16th win against one defeat as he held the Hornets to just 3 hits. The Downtowners got just 4 hits off of Vern Geishert and got both runs via the unearned route. Geishert had a no-hitter until the 5th inning and had given up just 1 walk to catcher Mike Rohrer in the 3rd inning before the downfall occurred. In the 5th, Terry Nieneman hit a high pop-up behind first base, which fell in for a hit. Glenn Herlemeyer bunted past third base for the second safety. Mike Sells walked to load the bases, and after Geishert had bore down to strike out Rohr and Lally, Dick Peschel hit a grounder which was booted. That score proved to be the only run Central needed. In the sixth, Gary Gervani singled, and a drop throw on a fielder's choice gave both Gervani and Bill Van Dyke life. After the two outs, Sells hit a single over to score another run for the sixth, and the final score would be 2-0. The box score would read, as it was, Richland Center's lineup for that game included Fowler in left field, Myers at first base, Flapek at center field, Geishert batted fourth and was the pitcher, Beatty was the catcher, Hoskins at third base, Patch, and then Utzer played second, and Elliott was the shortstop. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering June Dairy Days.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Today is Sunday, June 9th. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey is survived by 5 children, Janet and John Mathis of Viola, Mark and Susan of Bettendorf, Iowa, Mike and Cindy of Eau Claire, Ken and June of Madison, and Kathy and Bill Stoltz of Hill Point. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brother Chuck and Bev Ritten of Spring Green, and sister Evelyn and Fred Peck of Spring Green. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76 of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7 and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles A. Burr is survived by his wife of 35 years, Janet, a brother, Richard and Kay Aber of Alaska, a sister, Linda and Zeke Turner of Richland Center, and two nephews. Charles J. Aber, 76 of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77 of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Steve Saltweedle is survived by his wife, Linda, two children, Paul and Maureen Saltweedle, and Kimberly and David Upton. Five grandchildren, siblings, Diane and Dennis Dieter, Mary and Ronald Bearfield, and John and Ellen Saltweedle. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77 of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R. Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, June 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Byers is survived by brothers and sisters, Catherine Flansburg, Eleanor Friedley, Shirley Cornels, Harold Ivan, Bud Byers, Kenneth Byers, Karen and Bob Kai Kendall, and Carrie and Sharon Byers, and many nieces and nephews. Clarence R. Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel. James Albert Glass, 73 of Lone Rock, died on Thursday at UW Hospital. Per James' request, no formal services will be held. Inurnment and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family to be given to a charity of their choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. James Glass is survived by his wife, Sue, four children, Diane and Brian Corcoran of Duluth, Minnesota, Becky and Darren Miller of Blue River, Hillary and Roger Glass of Verona, and Ben and Lisa Glass of Spring Grove, Minnesota. 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, mother-in-law, Janine Bethke, sisters and brothers-in-law, Junior and Chris Glass, Jim and Socorro Bethke, Lisa and Tom Gethings, Julie and Olaf Bethke, and Kim and Billy Corey. Special friends, Helen McCaffrey and Charlie Funk. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other family, and friends. James Glass, 73 of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at his home. A private funeral service will be held at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be mailed to his wife, Nancy. Survivors of Emmanuel Lunk include his wife, Nancy, 6 children, Cindy and Dan Palacios of Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estep of Burl, Wisconsin, Wayne and Diana Lunk of Sextonville, Deanna and Brian Christensen of Indiana, Jason Edwards of Sextonville, Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Minnesota, 17 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Ingeborg and Ken Lanke, and Marion and Delbert Wright, brother Horst and Diane Lunk, and other relatives and friends. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I was looking at data just recently from Wisconsin's State Climatology Office of statewide extremes for record high temperatures. And each month there is a record high, if you will. And the warmest temperature ever observed in Wisconsin, well, that occurred back in 1936 on July 13th and 14th in Wisconsin Dells, 114 degrees. In the month of June, Racine is the record holder, 106 back on June 2nd, 1934. Prairie du Chien last month of May, May 31st, 1934, 109 degrees. It reminds me of the Dust Bowl era and learning about that in school. Of course, how dry it was. And just like the desert, when the air is very dry, it's not difficult when conditions are right to surpass 100 degrees and at nighttime temperatures drop off. Our typical weather, we have more humidity in the air in late May, June, July. So it's actually quite difficult in southwest Wisconsin to surpass 100 degrees, but it does happen from time to time. When you do factor in the humidity, though, it can definitely feel more like 100 to 105 when conditions are right. Nothing like that this afternoon. In fact, temperatures going the opposite way this afternoon. Expect a mostly sunny sky. A cold front will work its way through the state. We'll be in the low 70s near noon and then about 67 by 6 p.m. You'll notice that wind, too, out of the northwest, 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming clear overnight. Areas of fog developing after midnight with lows near 45, that wind becoming light from the north. Sunny and nice on Monday, not as windy, highs around 72, mostly clear on Monday night with lows around 46. And then Tuesday holds a slight chance of some light showers, highs near 75, partly cloudy otherwise. And isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday with highs around 85. Thursday, our next better chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms and humid with highs around 84. Mostly sunny on Friday with highs near 82. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 74 degrees after a morning low of 49. Yesterday's high was 71, and we received 0.2 inches of rain. Yesterday's high was 93, set back in 1911. Yesterday's high was 71 degrees, and we received 0.2 inches of rain. Okay, record high set back in 1911 is 93 degrees, with a record low of 37 set back in 1969. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 44. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40 and sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:21. Winds are out of the southwest at around 12 to 14 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.85, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is a temperature of 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel. Your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Phil Nee has a look at today's local baseball games.
The home talent baseball schedule includes Western Section action for Argyle at Hollandale, Belleville at Verona, Blanchardville at Dodgeville, Scholesburg-Benton travels to Arena, and Muscadet at Wyota, Ridgeway at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. In the northern section, Reedsburg at Mazamani, Wisconsin Dells at Wanakee, Cross Plains travels to Sauk Prairie, Casanova at Black Earth, and Ashton visits Plain. That's our next home talent baseball broadcast today. Plain is managed by Bob Jewell.
To be competitive, we need to keep getting better. I guess we need to really push ourselves in practices and maybe guys doing a little bit on their own. We only practice once a week, but guys could do some stuff, getting a little extra batting practice and things like that during the week and just get some extra reps. But overall, I've been really happy with the attitude and the competitiveness and the guys meshing together early on. It seems like we're meshing together pretty well.
The
pregame will begin at 12:45 today. Then it's Ashton at Plain. Today's featured broadcast hitting the airwaves around 1 o'clock. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also, yesterday, the WIAA state softball tournament concluded in Madison. The Division IV championship game, in the Division IV championship game, it was Cuba City taking on Fall Creek. With more, here's Michael Hernan.
Hi, I'm Michael Hernan, live from the Goodman Diamond here in Madison. The final score of the Division IV state championship game, Fall Creek defeated Cuba City by a score of 7-0. The winning pitcher for Fall Creek was Grace Heron, and the losing pitcher for Cuba City was Peyton Guile. The scoring, Fall Creek in the fourth scored a run, but most of their scoring came in the sixth when it put on 6 runs. Final tallies, Cuba City only collected 4 hits, meanwhile Fall Creek had 9, and Cuba City committed 4 errors, while Fall Creek committed 3. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Elsewhere in WIAA state softball tournament, all teams winning championships include Pacelli by defeating Oakfield in Division 5, 4-3. In Division 3, it was Prescott beating Laconia, 3-1. Waupun defeated Mosinee, 7-3. And in Division 1, taking the state title, Kenosha Bradford beat Milton by a score of 9-3. The River Valley girls' soccer team lost a hard-fought marathon game to Regis McDonald Central Catholic 4-3 in overtime yesterday. The Blackhawks were regional champs and won the first game of the sectional before Saturday's loss. They led the contest 3-1 before their opponent came back to tie the game and sent it into overtime. Regis McDonald Central Catholic advances to the WIAA state soccer tournament that begins Thursday in Milwaukee. And Jackson Churio hit a go-ahead 2-run double in the 6th inning yesterday, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Detroit Tigers 5-4. Christian Yelich had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs, while Bryce Terang reached base 3 times and scored twice. Milwaukee starter Freddie Peralta labored through his shortest outing this season. Peralta allowed 4 runs, 3 earned, and walked 5 while throwing 94 pitches in 3 1/3 innings. Jared Koenig tossed 1 2/3 innings for scoreless relief for the win. Trevor McGill got the last 3 outs in for his 9th save, and NL Central leading Milwaukee has won the first 2 games of the 3-game series, and 7 of 10 overall. And the Brewers will try to sweep the Tigers today. The first pitch for that contest in Detroit will be at 12:40, and you can hear the broadcast right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 because the pregame is currently underway. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
100.9 WRCO.
Summer day, and I was 3 years old. My mama said, go out and play. Well, I did what I was told. She never saw it coming when I turned the sprinkler on. She looked up from the dishes right there in the front lawn. Nothing in my cowboy boots sets your spirit free. That Wild Wild West birthday suit is the remedy for modesty. It ain't proper and it ain't cool. Remember what you do. And nothing, oh, nothing but cowboy boots. Well, all it takes when you're 18 is your buddy's double dare. It was 8 o'clock on a Friday night in the middle of town square. Couldn't hear the sirens cause so many people cheered. When the sheriff showed up, I was grinning ear to
sick and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good. Change the narrative. It's simply imperative that we all have a damn good time. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them. Smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good.
Good afternoon and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Today, Plain takes on Ashton in a Home Talent Baseball Sunday League matchup. We'll have a call for you of the 9-inning affair coming up following our Home Talent Baseball pregame show. Time to recognize our sponsors of Hometown in Baseball. A look at the schedule for today is coming up. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Get the laundry pair that you can use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
With a look at the Sunday League Home Talent Baseball games, here is Michael Hernan.
Another Sunday equals another Home Talent Baseball day. Starting with the Northern Section, Ashton will be at Plain. Casanova travels to Black Earth. Cross Plains will be at Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells will travel to Wanakee. And Reedsburg will be at Mazomini. In the Western Section, Argyle will be at Hollandale. Belleville travels to Verona. Blanchardville will go to Dodgeville. Schulzburg-Benton will be at Arena. Muscadet will be at Wyota. And Ridgeway travels to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center. Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Plain A's lost by a score of 2-1 in home talent baseball on Friday night in Cazenovia. It was a well-played, good game throughout. Cazenovia scored a run in the fourth inning, and it was 1-0 the rest of the way until Plain tied it up with a run in the seventh inning. Colin Van Horn was hit by a pitch, and then Quincy Blakely singled. Later on, Caden Plumley with a sacrifice fly to drive home the game's tying run. Monty Jennings doubled in the seventh inning for Kaz and eventually scored on an RBI groundout, and a 2-1 win for the Kaz Reds resulted. Isaac Jennings was 2-for-2 for the Reds on Friday night. Also, Micah Salisbury and Monty Jennings had the two RBIs. On the Plain side, 2-for-2 for Quincy Blakely, Caden Plumley with an RBI, and Trey White was 1-for-2. For Plain, they worked the lineup, the bullpen. Quincy Blakely started. He worked the first three innings. Lane Miller pitched the fourth. Clyde Samples the fifth. Daniel Yonke the sixth and the seventh. For the Cazenovia Reds, the win went to Nathan Bauer. Monty Jennings and Isaac Jennings also worked earlier in the night. Cazenovia's game was rained out yesterday. They were supposed to play Cross Plains on Saturday afternoon, and it wound up being too wet. We will talk about today's game coming up between Ashton and Plain, the featured game coming up on WRCO Radio. We'll talk to manager Bob Jewell of Plain in a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. NAPA know-how!
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Today we'll lead toward game time between Plain and Ashton. Earlier this week, I caught up with Plain manager Bob Jewell.
To be competitive, we need to keep getting better. I guess we need to really push ourselves in practices and maybe guys doing a little bit on their own. We only practice once a week, but guys could do some stuff, getting a little extra batting practice and things like that during the week, and just get some extra reps. But overall, I've been really happy with the attitude and the competitiveness and the guys meshing together early on. It seems like we're meshing together pretty well.
Your Sunday league, we'll see you against Ashton on Sunday. Do you know much about the teams coming into this point, or do you just kind of worry about yourselves?
Still being pretty early, you kind of just worry about yourself. You know the teams that are going to be tough, and Ashton's one of them. They always seem to be there. Those teams around the Middleton area that are in our conference, Middleton, Wanakee, Ashton, Cross Plains, those are all difficult draws for us. And over the years, we've had to play a lot of those teams twice. This year, since Richland Center dropped out, we kind of dropped down where we only got to play each one of those teams once this year. So, but yes, those teams are tough. But at this point, juncture of the season, we just need to work on ourselves and get better and gain confidence and get on a little bit of a roll.
Who do you look at as your leaders with Plain this year?
Our leaders this year, I would say Zach Cady's probably our elder statesman. And when I say he's probably our elder statesman, he's probably about 24 years old, you know, from the Plain side. I don't know all the ages of all the players from Richland Center, but I would say Zach's been a good leader for us. Will Jewell's been a is a good leader for us. He's fairly young yet, but he has played several years of home talent already. And Christian Ernesty seems like from the Russian Center area, seems like a good kid with a good head on his shoulders. So
you play at the friendly confines of the Plain ballpark, and you play pretty well at home, don't you?
Yeah, over the years we've always been whether it's just like you say, the friendly confines, you're a little bit more used to your surroundings. Seems like we do play some pretty competitive games at home. I think we're starting to be a little more consistent on early on this season. It seems like we're playing even competitive on the road also, and that's just something where, you know, as you get more and more confident in your abilities and trust yourself but it's nice to play in front of a home crowd too. Sometimes you get some hostile crowds too, so it's a little easier to adjust at home, so, you know, most of the time. So
do you have any special functions going on in the Village of Plain, that incorporates home talent baseball this summer?
We have in the past. It's usually been around St. Luke's Parish Festival has usually been incorporated with a home game. I haven't looked ahead. I think they changed the dates of the festival this year, and I got to see how that will line up. The three-day celebration used to be a day when we would play at home all the time, but now the season ends one week earlier than it used to, and since they've decreased to a 13-game schedule, so we're usually done playing by then, and that's kind of hurt the community a little bit. It used to be fun to play that big home game during the playing three-day celebration. I hope that's something that would, you know, moving into the future, we might be able to try to get something to line up where we can do that in the future. And those are kind of the two big celebrations in playing. So
appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we'll see you this weekend there. In fact, we'll be seeing you more than our families, so you'll
be
busy.
That's a big commitment, and I appreciate the guys that do come out and consistently. It is a big commitment, because sometimes the lake looks a little better, or the golf course looks a little more appealing than getting down and dirty on the ball diamond all the time. So
right, good. Well, thanks for what you do, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Joan Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome to Plain. Good afternoon, everyone, on a beautiful day for baseball. I'm Phil Mee, joined by Michael Hernan for today's ball game. Michael, one of those days where I guess they say you could play two today, perhaps, but we're only playing one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a beautiful day out. It's 75 degrees here and sunny. A little bit windy, but otherwise, it's a pretty great day for baseball here.
We figured it out when we tried to put up a tent. It is a little windy. You don't realize it until you do. So
yeah, that tent just went airborne,
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, right. So do we need our sunscreen then? Did you bring that?
Actually, no, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get ready for baseball anyway.
Oh, we should be fine.
Keegan Fleshman stands in for Ashton. Danny Yonke is on the mound for Plain, and we're underway. The pitch is bunted foul out of play.